Boom. Welcome back to another episode of the Diamond Download. This is Cardinal Mason speaking. How do you do? I got my boy here, Chase Diamond, no A in Diamond. And we're about to talk some smack about a whole bunch of things that are happening. It's going to be a great episode. I'm happy about this one. How you doing, bro?
I'm stoked. Yeah, good. I look forward to these. Took a little time off yesterday on the holiday, and today feels like Monday, but it's Tuesday, and things are good. What about you?
Today feels like Friday, but it's Tuesday. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know why, but I just feel good, bro. Yeah, no. Did you take the day off like proper tomorrow or yesterday?
Yeah, I actually did. I posted a couple times on social, but I even pushed my newsletter on Monday. So today it was nice. We put up the bounce house at my house for my daughters and ended up being like a big kid for the day. It was great.
Fire. I love it. Yeah, I definitely treated it like a work day.
like all the first day.
All the boys are at this place called Strawberry Moon over there in Miami Beach. And it's like a day club. And I just was at home taking one-on-ones, writing emails, just doing stuff.
I love it. I think this is like the first day I've like actually taken off like in a long time. And it was really nice. I'm like, man, should I go to a 3-day weekend every weekend? What does that look like?
Honestly, bro, you can build that in. That's actually really interesting you say that, where you're like, you can choose to just take off random days. And you have a status level now where people just do that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I'm not super active at the agency, just send leads. And this new business I launched, like, I'm fairly hands off. So I really don't have that much to do other than post on social media. So maybe in the future, we'll see. We'll have to circle back on that.
The way my schedule is set up now, I basically take Fridays off. Like, I basically sprint from Sunday to Thursday. Not really Sunday. Like, Monday to Thursday, like, I'm going live on TikTok. I'm doing content really, really hard, doing stuff I have to do, sending emails, all that, until webinar. And then Friday, I'm just like chilling. So I
wake up Friday, you're like, damn, Thursday was great. And by the way, that kind of leads us to our first topic. Last Thursday was fantastic, but with everything good, there's just massive growing pains. Let's talk about it.
I mean, yeah. So the first topic is called Mason Goes Bankrupt, which is obviously not true, but I mean, it felt like it for a minute. So last week we had a segment called Business Nightmares, which like, this I wanted to talk about what we're about to talk about, but we couldn't because we didn't want anyone to think that we were like going out of business or anything like that. But so we got banned on Stripe, Chase and I, for Copy MBA. Like a bad one. Like, they closed our account. They're holding multiple six figures of revenue in reserve until August 19th. And we took it in stride. We felt pretty good about it. Like, we knew that we had to get another processor set up. And so it happened on a Sunday, and I was trying to get in contact with this company called EasyPay Direct. The earliest spot available they had was Wednesday. So we couldn't process anything. Like, we were taking calls and closing deals between Monday and Wednesday, but we couldn't actually collect the money. Like, we were just running it through Stripe. And so that's money that I'll see one day in the future. And so literally down to the wire, like, we were like, dude, we have to get this processor set up before webinar on Thursday, or else we're going to miss out on like a stupid amount of money, like a yearly salary. We're going to miss out on that, you know, if we don't get this set up. And so literally like 2 hours before the webinar, like, we had our NMI gateway set up. Not really the point of it, but we were supposed to talk about how like Stripe is just going nuts right now. Like, cause you sent me that thread last night from Cody Santos. How she got, was it 60 grand locked up in Stripe? Dude, I wish it was only 60 grand that we got locked up in Stripe. So they're being very strict right now on chargebacks. What are your thoughts on this before we keep, you know, moving forward on this?
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting after for you to share like what you learned about like how Stripe works, but it's very similar to, I think, what people understand with like how email platforms work, right? Where you have to make sure that the group is protected and they're not afraid to get rid of individuals. I think the reason and why we got kicked off was actually pretty lame. Like, as a percentage of sales and the number of people that actually complain was like very, very small. It was about like 10 people out of like thousands of people. It was a very small number. So I think they're being almost like too strict to the point where like they're kicking off good businesses. You know, I can't speak to Cody Sanchez and some of the other people, but I know friends that got kicked off and they're good, legitimate businesses. So it's tough, man. I was talking to Nick Shackelford about this too, and he has a CBD brand, kind of cannabis CBD brand he launched and they had to go through a whole different payment processor because people like Stripe won't even touch it based off the industry. And for some of these other payment processors, I don't know the one that we switched to, what it charges, but because you have less risk involved, they take a higher percentage. So, you know, you end up giving up some money on the table, but you end up having security in a sense that you're probably not going to go down. So I don't know. It's an interesting time for sure.
Yeah. So the way Stripe works is different from how other processors work because the bank that, okay. So when someone pays you, right, let's say they pay an invoice for $5,000 on Stripe, the money doesn't go into like your own personal little Stripe, like back room where it just sits there and waits until it gets paid out. Like it goes directly to one bank account that is used by every like Stripe user in the world, like everyone, like it all goes to Wells Fargo. Right. And so the thing is with chargebacks and stuff like that, like chargebacks are not chargebacks to the bank. It's chargebacks to the credit card company. So Visa, MasterCard, right? And so if you have, if you're in bad standing with either one of those companies, like they basically have monopoly. And so you, they won't let you use their account, like their account anymore. Like they won't let you process. So the risk of one is really the risk of all, which is the craziest thing about Stripe. And so what we're doing now is we basically have another way to, this is the way smarter way to do it. Like we are doing it now, the way we're doing it now is way better. So we basically round robin merchant accounts. So like we have the one processor and then like it'll randomly select different accounts that it could go into. And then we just get paid out so that no one account has more than, you know, like 0.2% chargebacks. And so we're good. But apparently 0.75% chargeback rate is like basically what puts you in the red. I didn't know that. I thought it was 2%, but 2% would be like almost triple like what you're supposed to. So like I'm from what I've heard, like it's unfair that Stripe is holding all of the money until August 19th, but we're actually getting a pretty decent deal because what could happen is they could hold all that for 6 months because that's as long as it, as long as a customer has to basically dispute a charge, right? So you could buy something now and dispute it at Christmas, 6 months. So
yeah,
crazy thing about, luckily, like the greatest blessing in the world is that we're in a place where we can have multiple six figures locked up in an account and it doesn't affect us at all. Like everyone's still going to get paid. All the team is going to be taken care of. I'm not going broke. You're not going broke. We're fine. Are you going broke, Chase?
No, I'm good. A couple things to mention though. I think a lot of this isn't too dissimilar from like what people are doing now with their money. So like when banks before, right, like the limit was $250,000 per holder, right? So I think if you're married and both your names are on the bank, maybe you get up to $500,000 of the whole FDIC insurance. Now there's like companies coming out, like I use one called Flourish. And essentially what it does is it puts your money across 20 different bank accounts. So instead of your limit being $250,000, they have protection of like 1.5 million or 3 million. So they're doing the same type of thing that it sounds like we're now doing on the payment processing side with your actual savings or checkings account. And then when you look at like a ESP, like a Klaviyo or whoever, they are on top of SendGrid. And with SendGrid, they're on IP pools, and on a shared IP pool, there could be 50, 80, 100 people that are similar size. And if one bad actor goes in and spends a bunch of spam emails, tons of bounces, tons of spam complaints, that could ruin the whole pool for the other 50, 80, or 100 senders. So Stripe and bank accounts and, you know, email platforms, they're all kind of operating under the same, I guess, infrastructure, for lack of a better word, where they really have to be extra strict, even for people that are legitimate or are, you know, doing the right thing. Like with us, like, I don't know exactly you're dealing with more of it, but like, I think it was like 10 people or something that had complained out of, you know, 1,000 or whatever it was. And, you know, it really was a small number. But for whatever reason, I guess it was above their threshold, which is just crazy.
Crazy thing is too, like those people aren't even legit. Like, dude, there are people that I recognize. So one dude, oh my God, I talked to him because I literally, he's in the inner circle. And so his girlfriend charged back because she didn't recognize the charges. She was like, what's this? And then called the bank. And I was like, what the hell? And then he was like, sorry, bro, it was the girl. I'm like, okay. And then everything else, 90% of the time, it's fraudulent.
Yes.
People. Like it's never charging back because the product isn't up to par and I wouldn't contact them and I wouldn't refund them. Like if someone wants a refund, like I'll try and, you know, find a reason to give it to them.
Yeah.
But with all these people, like, they're just trying to like take the content and then sell it online for like cheaper.
Which is crazy. That creates this whole other market where we have to pay someone to actually go down and go fight the pirates. So it's like, not only are we losing Stripe account, but we're now having to pay someone a bunch of money every month to go fight the pirates that are doing illegal activities. So it's crazy.
Well, that's worth it. That's worth it. I can't pull up the report right now, but shout out Ayub. He has removed like 1700 pirated like websites where our thing was being pirated. 1700 since we started, which was September.
Insane.
Is that real? Dude, 1700. So people are trying. They're trying their best. But when you search Copy NBA free download pirate, like, you can't get it. So
yeah. Good. That was okay. Good. What's the next one?
Worst employees ever. Why don't you start this one off?
Okay. Where do you want me to take this?
Basically just like maybe the traits of a bad employee, and like without naming names, like a story of like a terrible employee that you had, where it's just like, oh my God, I never want to see this person again.
Dude, I've been a terrible employee. Like, I've been that employee. Early in my career when I worked for other people, I was great, man. Fresh out of college, hustled, literally would sleep in the office some nights, working 12, 14 hour days, just grinding. And then I got a job that I just hated, absolutely hated. The people were just so mean, so rude. You know, a lot of the promises that were made to me never were kept. So I just was so mentally checked out. And I only lasted like, I was there for 75 days or 90 days. I was only there for like 2.5 or 3 months because I just was so over it. But it was after I was living in LA, I wanted to move back home because my wife, back then my girlfriend, you know, we were getting serious. We wanted to move in together. So I moved back, took like the first job I could find, and it was just awful. And every single day during lunch, I would take like a 2-hour lunch and I would just go to the driving range. I'd have lunch and then go to the driving range for like 2 hours every single day. And then when I came back, it was just like checked out. So I was a terrible employee. And I think that was the last job I ever had. I was just like, look, these people are mean. They're rude. They control my time. They control my income. This just sucks. So I was mentally checked out thinking about what I was going to be building. And I was getting into golf. So I would just go golfing all the time and every day. And, you know, I wouldn't care if I was like 5 or 10 minutes late. So I was a terrible employee because I was unhappy. So I realized, right, that like, when you're micromanaged, when you're unhappy, when there's no room to grow, when pay sucks, you know, et cetera, that environment is really toxic and it turns really good people into bad people. And it turns really bad employees into terrible employees. So I think for me, like, you know, showing up late, not really caring, the worst thing is like, it's one thing if someone's not good at their job, it's another thing if they don't care. I think it's almost worse to not care. Being bad, it's like, okay, maybe they could learn, maybe they could get better. But if you just don't care, it's impossible.
I agree. Yeah, that's the number one symptom. And like, it kind of is on you, the founder, or whoever's running the team to make them care.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think honestly, building a personal brand does help a lot with that, with like employee performance, because people know you and they kind of admire you. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I have one person who like, I know that locally she will like tell people, like people will be like, oh yeah, that guy, like I saw him on TikTok, Colonel Mason. He like, talks about copywriting, whatever. And she's like, yeah, I work for him. And like, that's like a cool, like, I guess side benefit for her. Even though like, I don't know, that's kind of what I did with you, where like, when I was telling people I worked for Chase Diamond, like that was kind of like a cool thing. So I think, yeah, you definitely want people to be excited about what they're doing and make sure that they're compensated well. Like there's some people that like probably don't love what they do, but like they get paid well enough where it's like, whatever, you know what I mean?
Put up with it. Yeah.
I've definitely been a bad employee. The most recent thing that I can think of for like, and this isn't an employee, this is like a contractor. This kid reached out to me on TikTok and he wanted to do short form for me. And I didn't really like, I wasn't really thinking about a short form thing at the time. But the way he reached out was basically he created an account of clips of me. The account got pretty good views and it got a couple thousand followers. And then he reached out with that account. And I was like, oh, this is an interesting way to reach out. Like, this is a very targeted thing. Like, it's not like blast outreach. Like, this isn't going to anybody else. Maybe he's doing this for more people, but like, this is for me. And so I ended up getting on a call with him. And we were going to do like clips across like all these different platforms and stuff like that. And he was like, dude, like, I'm really in a bad situation right now. Like, I really need to move out of my house. Like, I really need money. Like, can we do this like right now? Can you pay up front? and he wanted me to pay 2 months up front. And I was like, okay, sure. Like, but I'm going to be watching you and making sure you're doing what you need to do. Like 2 months, like, cause I don't know you. Like, I don't, you have no social proof. I was his first client. Like, I don't want to be like stuck holding the bag if I pay you, you know, however much $1,000 and then you're gone. And so he ended up like, he did okay for the first month. Like for the first like 2 weeks, like he was posting stuff and he was trying to troubleshoot because like for some reason, like his videos would just get shadow banned on TikTok. And then like after a while, I paid him like, or yeah. So he came back when it was almost 2 months. So like almost 60 days when he was supposed to get paid again, keep going. And he was like, dude, like, I know things have been slow and like, you haven't gotten a ton of results, but like, I'm really in a bad place. Like I'm about to get like kicked out of my house. Like, can you pay me like in advance? And I was like, okay, let's get on a call because I'm not stoked about like where you've been. So let's talk about this. And he was like, yeah, I know. But like, it's just been really hard. Like home life sucks right now. I'm like, okay, I'm giving you one more shot, but like, you can't fuck this up. And so I paid him again for another month. And dude, another week late, like he did okay for a week. And then after that, it's just like, I didn't hear from him. It was crickets. And I like, I wanted to scream at him, bro. Like I wanted to shake. He's just this kid that like could have, I told him, I was like, if you do a good job for me, I will put you on all of my friends who all have money and all need content. All you have to do is not mess it up. And he couldn't hold it down doing short form content.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Like that stuff really bugs me when people like, that's not really an employee thing. Cause if it's an employee, like that's on you. Like you have to make sure they're doing their work. But like, if it's an agency or another like vendor, do your job, bro. Do your job. Manage yourself.
Yeah, it's such a bummer because it's like you've been in his shoes. We've all been in his shoes, right? Where like you just need someone to give you a chance. So you want to say yes and be that person that like propels someone forward. But it sounds like with this guy, kind of a mixture of like circumstance and also probably experience just wasn't there, right? At home, he's probably just being chaotic, crazy, paycheck to paycheck, not in a good headspace. And then experience, right? Like if you're his first client, you know, with TikTok, you know, a lot of people get lucky early on. You obviously didn't get lucky. You put in the work and you've done a really great job. You know, I posted on TikTok a couple times. I went viral, but like, I'm not good at TikTok and that's why I don't create content. Right. So, it's a bummer. It's just such a hard thing where it's like, you want to give people a chance, but, it's also like, damn, those were kind of some red flags, right?
100%. Yeah. I shouldn't have fallen for it the second time. But I felt bad for him. Like
of course.
But yeah, no, he ruined me for other short form guys now. Like there's one agency that I know is good because they work with everybody. And so I'm going to start working with them actually tomorrow. I have a tomorrow, but other than that, I'm trying to keep everything in house. Like I don't want to hire other agencies. Anyone that works with me, like I'll pay them well, but they're going to have to work with me. That's
yes. Yeah. That's a huge leveling up opportunity, right? Where it's like you kind of get by using contractors, freelancers, agencies. And then when you can own, you know, the process, the people in house, and they just hopefully obsess over the personal brand or the agency, whatever it is, that's where the magic happens, right? When you get people really focused 40 hours a week, plus or minus, right? Maybe a little less, maybe a little more. That's like when the magic happens, is when people are all in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, dude, like me and Ben are like, every time we see each other, like we hang out like 12 hours a day and we're talking about Copy MBA for like half of that. Like it's full work days of just us. And so like that, I really appreciate. Like I want everyone who works with me to be incentivized to grow it. Like I want everyone to be able to make six figures if they want to. So,
okay.
Let's keep this thing moving, bro. I had this one in here. I actually added this like right before. I usually write these topics like days in advance, but this one I wrote this morning. It's, are we in the glory days? And if not, when are the glory days or when were the glory days? I feel like right now, like I've been saying this to my friends. I'm like, dude, like we're about to enter into like the greatest time ever. Like we're all doing well. It seems like the economy is kind of bouncing back. I think that like there's going to be some sort of investment opportunity in the next like 6 to 12 months where you can put in a couple hundred grand and get out 5 to 10x or more. Like, I don't know what the Bitcoin halving is, but people keep talking about that. I'm sure the market's going to bottom at some point. I'm sure crypto is going to do its thing. Are we in the glory days right now? And if not, when were the glory days for you?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think for me, like as the businesses grow, as I get smarter, as I get better, as I get better people around me, as the platforms grow, it feels like every day, every week, every month gets better, right? I don't know like macro, kind of like what's going to happen. I feel like things are like kind of shaky, kind of rocky. I just hired some guy to help me with some stock stuff. And he keeps talking about the debt ceiling. And it's like the first time I ever even heard about it, right? It's like, got this debt ceiling stuff going on. And I was literally like looking it up last night because he's like, hey, we made X, and next week, as in this week, could either be really good or really bad, depending on what happens with this debt ceiling. So I think by like June 5th, it was, the US has to make a decision on if they're going to do this thing or not. So yeah, I don't know too much about like the stock or that, because I didn't even know this was happening. But I think like personally, in terms of like building businesses and growing accounts on social and family life, dude, I'm having the most fun now, working probably the least. So I think there's a lot of opportunity if you have the right recipe and you're building with the right people. I mean, dude, look at your success and look at the success of Copy MBA. Like, since you focused on it with the timing, I think there's a lot of opportunities right now. And I think there's always opportunities, but I think the opportunities change. Like, to your point, real estate right now, probably not a great opportunity. In 6, 12, 18 months, probably a lot better opportunity. I actually saw on Twitter yesterday, Elon Musk had commented on someone's post, some other billionaire's post, talking about like how commercial properties are just getting hammered and they're all underwater. Like the price per square foot that people were paying, and now like what they're selling for, and then just being underwater. So I think like if you're heavy in commercial real estate in places like LA, New York, SF, you're probably getting hammered. But if you're like us, that's building consulting, coaching, courses, agencies, info, done with you type services, where like people have a real tangible opportunity to like learn and earn, I think it's a really opportune time. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, dude, I agree. I mean, it seems like it's good now. I think outside of more than just business, like the glory days. Okay, so like I remember the glory days of Structure. Like I remember like when there was like under like 35 employees, and like the water coolers were lit, and like every like all hands call on Monday would be done in like 25 minutes, and like everyone got to say what they like. Bro, I remember when like we got to a point where you had like 100 employees and everyone was doing like what they're grateful for and what they're doing this week, and it would be like 90 seconds per person. We'd be sitting there and be like, bro, like we're never getting off this call.
Yeah, like, drag it on.
And so like I remember like back the feeling of like working in Structure, like Q3, Q4, 2020, and then Q1 of 2021 was just elite, bro. It was just elite. So like what maybe more of the emotional, intangible stuff. Like, do you remember that? Like, yeah. What's like glory days in that sense? Like, you have kids right now. Like, are these the glory days for that? What do you think?
I mean, I'm very much optimistic, where I feel like everything is mostly good, right? So I feel like across the board, like kids, businesses, this, that, the other, like things are really good. Yeah, the agency is like, I think the agency was the most fun, like while we were all in it, all grinding, all building before we were like large. I think all in, we're like 150 something people across like full times and contractors. It's fun, but it's different. It's a lot less personal. You know, it's just more like a corporation. So I think like the glory days of the agency from like the emotional relationship stuff was probably the time that you're talking about. It also, though, is as a business owner, really exciting to see like the growth kind of financially of the business. That part's really cool now, which again, the people side isn't as cool just because it's too big and there's just so many people and there's just so many time zones. But the business growth and just seeing us landing clients and seeing other people producing sales is really cool. Actually, I think like this LinkedIn business that I'm building right now, like this LinkedIn growth service, for me, that's probably like the most exciting thing right now, because it was me by myself. 2 weeks in, I hired someone full-time. She's absolutely crushing. She's in her second full-time week. We're getting results for clients. And it's just really fun to see other people winning and being excited. So I'm really excited about this business just because like I'm in it, and people are texting me screenshots of like, dude, this is the very first post I had that had over 6 figures impressions, and I 4x my following with you in the first month. So I'm really excited about this just because it's early and the building part is really special. What about you?
I'm going to join. I don't do LinkedIn, but I'm going to join.
Heck yeah.
I want to be a LinkedIn. Man. I really do want to be a LinkedIn guy. I wish that sometimes like I had your audience, but I think like, and maybe people in the comments can tell us, like, I think your audience thinks I'm an idiot. So maybe I can try and turn that around by being on LinkedIn a little bit. I'm thinking like the D2C guys who are really soft spoken, like they have like, you know, a little peach fuzz And like they usually have like a really zoomed in headshot. And maybe there's like a green circle around them. And they're maybe wearing plaid and they're from San Francisco and they're, you know, a proud dad, right? Like all that stuff, like all the DDC guys that are like that. I want that to be my audience. I feel like those are good people. So I'm going to join your LinkedIn thing. Dude, I'm the same way. I feel like the glory days are, for me, have yet to come. I mean, I'm going to look back no matter what. Like when I'm 30, I'm going to look back at every moment before age 30 and think it was great. Yeah. Like there's very few moments that have been like bad. I still think that like Q4 of 2022 was like the best string of 4 months that I've ever had. Like I was just like high on life the entire time. Don't know why. But like literally from like the I think it was like end of September when I went to Tampa for the Client Ascension event and then New Year's Eve. Like just amazing. It was awesome. Anyway.
It's funny you mentioned that. Literally last night I was thinking about so my birthday was on Thanksgiving this past year. It was in November 24th. And I was in Palm Springs with my family and like my wife, my daughter. We only had one at the time. My mom, my dad, my brothers, my in-laws. Like there was probably like, I don't know, 16 to 20 adults and like a couple kids. And we went golfing every day and we had like karaoke at the house and we had pool tables. And I also remember, dude, that was when we did our Black Friday sale. The week that was my birthday, the week that was Thanksgiving, that's when we did Black Friday Cyber Monday, bro. And like you would text me or call me at like 8 p.m. Yo, you should send another email. And I'm like, Mason, do another tweet. And dude, just the amount of money and the amount of fun that we had that one week where like I was having the best week of my life on vacation. We were doing really, really well with Copy MBA. We were just texting each other like random screenshots and like, hey, do this, do that. And we were just so in it. That was really fun. And I was thinking about that last night. And I'm glad that you brought kind of that time frame up. Oh, so fun.
That was the best. Dude, the fact that you just like brought that out. Okay. So that was, yeah, Black Friday. And I remember that I had a great day earlier in the day because I had a good team call with my little Cardinal agency peeps.
Yeah.
And I remember I was just like puttering around, kind of doing stuff. I think I was making TikToks and TikToks were doing well.
Yeah, you're going viral.
That was when I was going viral. And then I went to dinner, we were at Balin's and I was tweeting, I was posting on Instagram, I was sending emails and stuff like that. And then I remember like, I was on the way to Tootsie's, which if anyone doesn't know is like a famous like strip club in Miami. And I was trying to send, it was like 11:50. And I was like furiously typing an email on my phone, sending it to Clavio on my phone, like in the back of an Uber, blasted. Just trying to like, I think reveal the numbers now because like today, now this is like a small day for us. But I think for that day, that was like the biggest we'd done. I think it was like 18K in a day.
Yeah, I think every day of that trip while we were gone, we did somewhere between like 7,500 and like 20 grand. Some days we did 10, some days we did 15. I think the biggest one was 18 or 20. And I remember too, there was one day that you were at dinner with Ben and Luke had done like 8 or 10 grand and we weren't quite there yet. And you're like, you hit me up, you're like, hey, we got to beat Luke.
That was that day.
Yeah, we started sending texts and you were posting emails from your phone and we were doing it. And then we ended up beating him. He's like, how the heck did that happen? Like, he was up by like 5 grand on us or something. We ended up probably beating him by like 3,500 or 5 grand. So yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome. Okay. Those are the glory days. There's the answer to our question. Black Friday, Q4 2022 was the glory days. I fully believe that.
It's so, and we can round out. It's so interesting. Like we are making a lot more money now than then. Like in a week now, we'll make more than we did, you know, all week back then. Like in a day, in a given day on a Thursday, now we'll do more than we did all week then. But yet then was way more fun. Today's really so fun. But like, I just remember that really fondly. But I think the thing about the glory days is like, to your point, in 3 or 6 months from now, we're going to look back on these past Thursdays and be like, oh my God, do you remember that? Like, I just think like when you're in it and you're building and you're excited and you love what you're doing, you just look back fondly, which is really exciting.
Oh yeah, man. It's a good way to end it. I feel good.
Heck yeah.
Hi, bro. Well, good stuff. Keep crushing it. Thanks for listening to everyone for the Diamond Download. It's at Cardinal Mason on Twitter and TikTok, at Cardinal Mace on IG. And then for Chase, it's at Ecom Chase Diamond, no A in Diamond.
Cheers, brother. Great episode.
Oh yeah. See ya.